This is Faith downtown taste hearing for Michael Sutton, ABC number 28923. Mr. Sutton is 35 years old, and he is serving an 8-year sentence. Aggravated taking the identity of another, he is asking for a 2-year reduction in the sentence. His current absolute end date is 9/6/2020, and it's a reduction that is granted. Mr. Sutton will have an absolute date of 12/21/2018. While serving his sentence, Mr. Sutton has an expired 6 3-year concurrent sentences, 3 for forgery and 3 for taking the identity of another. His criminal history started around 2007 with domestic violence, assault, and threats. Theft, traffic against stolen property, disorderly conduct, and he was arrested on criminal possession of forgery device with four counts of that. ID theft and many more forgery offenses. Also, Mr. Sutton in 2012 was found guilty in a sexual conduct with a minor. He was placed on lifetime probation as a sex offender and was serving that probation when all of the present offenses occurred. Mr. Sutton signed plea agreements for the indicated sentences and accused dismissed many more felonies. This is all the ones he is serving time for, revolved around several mail thefts and subsequently items found there were four dogs or different things presented for money, and some of the information was used to actually do identity theft on several different victims. The aggravating the identity of another carries a mitigated minimum is 3.5 years, presumptive is 6.5 years, and the max is 13 with an aggravated max of 16.25. Mr. Sutton only received 8 years sentence when he could have read it because it was aggravated by the previous felony. He could have received 16.25 years. The six sentences that he had that were concurrent could have been done consecutively, and we could have given him another 18 years on his sentence. Also, there were quite a few counts dismissed, all of which were given at least 3-year sentences. So based on all the information about the offense and the sentencing, I do not feel that the 8-year sentence is at all excessive, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my other board members.
Great.
Based on all the information we have, I'm going to move to not pass Mr. Michael Sutton, ABC number 289203, not pass him forward to a phase 2 hearing at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Ray. This will end our hearing. I thank my fellow board members for attending today.